Yeah, we started the game very well. I think we were on the front foot, and I think it was probably quite an even game in the first half.
Half time came, 1-0 up. I think we'll press on from there, and delight when one of their players gets sent off down to 10 men.
Not for me, it wasn't, because I felt that that kind of changed the game, and I said to one of the coaching staff that, you know, it's not a good thing that happening, and they kind of raised their game, and we kind of took the back foot of the game a little bit, and it wasn't good. And we kind of sat back and kind of give them the initiative, I guess.
The nerves start to kick in, and maybe some of the players are thinking they're going to equalise sooner or later, and of course they did.
A fantastic finish by them. When you're not winning games, you can become a little bit apprehensive, a little bit nervous, a little bit anxious, and it showed in our play. We have to change that. We have to change that, and you change that by winning games. But it's kind of catch 22, really. Very, very disappointing. The first goal was, as I say, a fantastic finish by them, but the second goal was comical defending, really.
Yeah, I mean, that was deep in stoppage time to make it 2-1 from the penalty spot. Scott Doe with a little tug back. You can't explain it, can you?
You can't touch people in the box. You touch people in the box, go anywhere near them and they'll go down. And he's just got the other side of Scott, and Scott's made contact with him, and, you know, a penalty's been given.
You managed to get Reece Murphy back on for a few minutes. That was a bit of a delight.
Yeah, he's been out for about 8 or 9 months now. We've missed him. He's been a big plus today for seeing him back. It's going to take him a while to get up to speed, but we're delighted he's made a contribution today.
You've got a good squad now. You've got players fighting for positions, but still lacking maybe that character in there to pick the teammates up by the scruff of the neck and drive them on.
It can look that way when you're not winning. You know, you can pick pockets and pick holes and, you know, criticise, but we've got a good group. We have, you know, but we've got to stop going, well, we've got to do this and got to do that. We have to do it. We have to pick wins up, because, you know, if we don't, then we're going to be in a relegation dogfight. And, you know, when you're not winning football matches, you know, the manager won't be here. And, you know, someone else will come in and try and win matches, because this club shouldn't, it's too good. You know, we've heard that before. It's too good to go down. We've got some fantastic players, but we have to win games. And that's the bottom line.
Have you changed what you're doing in training to try and combat this sort of lack of home form?
You know, we've worked hard. We continue to work hard. We go into every game trying to win, so we haven't changed anything. We're the home form. We need to win. We need to win. You make them mindful of that, you know. And I'm trying to take the pressure off of them. I'm trying to take the play, and, you know, you try and take it away from them, but it's difficult because you need to win games.
You've got to regroup now ahead of an FA Cup match next week. Different competition, different standard of team you're playing against, I suppose, with Southport, but old rivals.
Yeah, you know, it'll be a competitive game. It's an FA Cup game. Anything can happen in FA Cup games. We know how competitive it's going to be, but we have to take the game to Southport. You know, you look at Shrewsbury, they played Chelsea two or three leagues above them, and, you know, there's no easy games. You know, Chelsea are running the ball into the corner with 3 or 4 minutes to go, and they've got £300 million worth of talent. So, and they're three or so leagues down. So, it doesn't matter what level you're playing at. There's no easy games now.
Just to finish off on today's game, and without dropping right in it, some rather strange decisions going both ways from the officials today.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. I've got to be very, very careful what I say, because I'm in a bit of a bad books with officials at the moment. So the least I say, the better, I guess.